Shamsher, and distinguished ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum. I am giving the answer relating to the question equality and non-discrimination. Equality and non-discrimination is the core principle of our constitution. The state ensures equality before law and equal opportunities for all. Our constitution also allows us to take affirmative action to bring the backward section of the society into the mainstream economic life. Anti-discrimination Bill 2022 has been placed in the Parliament on April 5, 2022. Earlier, the Cabinet has endorsed policy support and final approval of the draft of Anti-Discrimination Act 2022. This bill takes into account all purposes persons with disabilities. The proposed law provides for the formation of the monitoring committee headed by the our Honorable Law Minister to observe to oversee its implementation. The committee will also consist of diverse stakeholders, including representatives from the religious, human rights, and civil society organization, along with members of the ethnic minority groups and the Dalit community. Article 28 of the Constitution is the basis of non-discrimination in Bangladesh. The state ensures equality before law and equal opportunity for all. The Constitution also allows the government to take affirmative action to bring the backward section of the society into the mainstream economic life. Any legislation inconsistent with these are considered void. Months before the CRPD came into the force, Bangladesh developed National Policy on Disability 1995, enacted the first disability-specific legislation. Disability Welfare Act 2001 and National Policy on Disability 2006. After CRPD came to force, Bangladesh enacted Persons with Disabilities Rights and Protection Act 2013 and formulated RPPD Rules 2015 in order to ensure non-discrimination in an ever-changing matter for all national legislation. The anti-discrimination law is in advanced stage of finalization. The draft law has references to discrimination on group of disability. The bill has been placed in the Parliament on April 15, 2022, and now being examined by the Parliamentary Standing Committee before presenting it in the National Parliament. Along with this, Bangladesh also formulated a number of other disability type of specific acts and rules, including autism, neurodevelopmental disorders, mental health, as well as sector specific rules like health, education, rehabilitation, employment, data uses, etc., to ensure protection of the non-crimination for the disabled persons. Bangladesh recognized the importance of the tackling the challenges of the leprosy to establish the human rights of the persons affected by leprosy and their family members. We have come to a long way to eradicate leprosy from the country. We are committed to make Bangladesh leprosy free by 2030. The government has taken steps to make leprosy treatment available and affordable for all, while emphasizing on conducting more research on this disease. Public awareness campaigns are regularly undertaken so that the leprosy affected persons are not subjected to ill treatment and discrimination. In 2011, Bangladesh abolished a country-old act which confirmed leprosy patients to state-run institutions. This abolishment has helped us to integrate leprosy patients into society and enhance access to leprosy patients to health care in all the hospitals. Bangladesh has a track record to social harmony among all communities, including the ethnic and the religious minorities. We have a constitutional commitment to ensure equal status and rights of all ethnic and religious minorities. Our government has ensured education for all children in the ethnic minorities in their own languages. This is a testimony of upholding our constitutional plea to protect and develop the unique culture and traditional of all ethnic minorities. In Bangladesh, all religious minorities exercise equal rights to practicing their rituals. In fact, Bangladesh is one of a few countries where Eid, Puja, Buddha Purnima and Christmas are celebrated with equal favor and observed as national holiday. Thank you.